Simon & Schuster Audio presents Close Enough to Touch by Colleen Oakley. Read by Candace Thaxton and Kirby Hayborn with Jonathan Todd Ross.
Part 1. You can keep as quiet as you like, but one of these days, somebody is going to find you. Haruki Murakami, 1Q84. 20 years ago. The New York Times. The Girl Who Can't Be Touched, by William Colton. At first glance, Jubilee Jenkins is your run-of-the-mill third grader. She can name all three Powerpuff Girls gracing the front of her tiny t-shirt, and will, when prompted. And she purposefully mismatches her socks, as is apparently de rigueur at Griffin Elementary. Colorful scrunchies secure her wispy, russet hair away from her face. And Jenkins is like a lot of other American third graders in that she has an allergy. According to reports by the World Allergy Organization, allergies and asthma in children have been on the rise since the mid-1980s, including food allergies, which is a growing concern to experts. But Jenkins isn't allergic to peanut butter, or bee stings, or pet dander, or any of the other most common allergens. Jubilee Jenkins is allergic to other people. Born in 1989 to single mother Victoria Jenkins, Jubilee was a typical infant. She was perfectly healthy, slept through the night at 7 weeks, walked at 10 months.